Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. Today on the program, we report on what one African nation is doing to stop illegal fishing along its coast. But first, more and more Americans are showing an interest in organic and locally produced food. As the interest increases, raising chickens has been gaining popularity in some American cities. Poultry farming may not be right for everyone, but the business seems to have a bright future.
Look, we got 3 eggs this time.
Collecting eggs is a daily pleasure for the Hurst family. Naomi Hurst says her family started to raise chickens in the back of their home in Maryland last October.
I've been wanting to try having backyard chickens for a couple years now, and really just didn't have the time to build my own coop and then look at where to buy the chicken. And then we stumbled upon Rent-A-Coop.
Rent-A-Coop is a chicken rental business. Tyler Phillips launched the company with a partner in May of 2012.
It comes with the mobile coop on wheels, 2 egg-laying hens, feed, bedding, water bowl, feed bowl, and our 24-hour chicken hotline where you can call with any questions.
After the 4 weeks have passed, individuals can extend the rental agreement, return everything, or purchase the animals and supplies. Tyler Phillips designs and makes the coops, buildings where the birds are kept. He says he wants to do as little damage as possible to the environment.
We always try to have as many recycled materials as possible. And I want the coops to be safe for kids, number one. And I want the chickens to be comfortable. I want them to have access to the grass while being inside of the coop. I want it to be easily movable, lightweight.
Mr. Phillips says the chicken coop rental business came from his love of animals. He grew up on his parents' farm near Washington, D.C. The Hursts hope their farm teaches their daughter to be caring and responsible.
The eggs are yummy.
I don't think we've ever thanked where food comes from, but whenever we pick up the eggs, we always say, thank you, ladies. And that's just really something that, is hard to teach other than having an animal in your backyard that delivers food to you. So it's been a great learning opportunity for my daughter, too.
Some cities require people to have large pieces of land if they want to raise farm animals. Others require an agreement with neighbors, limit the number of chickens, or even ban the birds. Tyler Phillips expects that will change as interest in small poultry coops grows.
I see cities around the D.C. area changing laws almost monthly. A different city will change the law to being pro-chicken. And that's happening all around the United States.
He believes that there will be chicken rental businesses in most American cities within 5 years. You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. Illegal fishing is a major problem along the coast of Senegal. The West African nation depends on the fishing industry for both employment and nutritional purposes. Christopher Cruz has more on what Senegal and an activist group are doing to fight poaching.
The government of Senegal and the organization Sea Shepherd have launched a campaign against illegal fishing along the country's coasts. The nonprofit group is helping to prevent the poaching of hundreds of thousands of tons of tuna, swordfish, and sharks each year. People call the program Sunugal. That is a local term meaning my canoe. The Sea Shepherd is providing a boat with a crew trained to help catch poachers. Senegalese naval ships are also involved in the campaign. Lamia SM Lali is leading Sea Shepherd's effort to help guard the Senegalese coast.
What we are doing is documenting illegal vessels and reporting to the Navy. And right now, the next stage is to have the officials who are on board with us to be able to board those vessels and to check further into whether they are complying.
Some crews use nets and other equipment to hide the names of their ships. Ms. SM Lali says poaching vessels recently have been flying the Senegalese flag. Other ships do have the required documents, but she says they still may be breaking international and Senegalese law. She says her group's increased guarding of the waters has been effective.
We have a good network of informants that can help us target the illegal fishing vessels. Now they are more careful because the word came out that Senegal is trying to stop that illegal fishing.
She says poachers used to catch fish in daylight, but she says they are being more careful now. They poach at night and flee if they think they are being followed.
They are more cautious. They stand behind the border and they come at night in Senegal waters and they just run away across the border when they feel that they are being followed.
The Sea Shepherd official says the campaign also means to educate buyers of fish in industrial countries. She says they should know that the food they eat comes from an area that depends on legal exports of fish to make money and feed people. Health experts estimate that fish provide more than 66% of animal protein eaten in West Africa. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization says fisheries and related industries provide 25% of all employment in West Africa. Other numbers show there are hundreds of thousands of jobs related to fish in Senegal, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. European Union rules have made it easier to find out where fish are caught. Ships and governments that do not cooperate may be barred from the waters. Reports say three countries right now could face such restrictions. Eight other nations have been asked to fix their problems or face limitations on their seafood exports to the EU. I'm Christopher Cruz.
And that's our program for today. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.